Buyer's remorse.
Hello and welcome to Buyer's Remorse. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
On this show, we find a game that we haven't played and we make each other play it for an hour just to see what it's like. See if it's an awesome buyer's confirmation or a horrible buyer's remorse. Go on then, what's the name of today's wonderful game?
Super Hexagon.
That's not ringing any bells. Sounds awesome though.
I was a bit confused at first because I thought that you'd given me... What was the other one that we were playing, sort of beta playing before it was finished? Was it Super Chain?
Oh, Super Chains, yeah.
Yeah, so I was a bit confused. And then I looked at Super Hexagon and went, oh yeah, that's a completely different game.
Super Chains is good.
It is good.
Yeah. But how about Super Hexagon?
Well, Super Chains is more my style.
Right.
Super Hexagon is developed and published by Terry Cavanaugh, who very long-time listeners of the podcast will know because that was, I believe, the first game I played for Buyer's Remorse, okay. Which was the 6V game.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's not a bad game.
No. This is a completely different game, though. Similar reviews, though. Recent, very positive, overall, overwhelmingly positive. It's only $3 at base, and I know I didn't pay that.
So why did I give you this?
I don't know. I was totally surprised and looked at it and went, well, he was a fool for giving me this one.
Yeah.
But were you, though?
Oh, okay.
It is sort of a rhythm game, but not really. So you don't have to go in rhythm, but I think that your enemies kind of come down in rhythm.
Okay.
Did you ever play Tempest?
The pirate game?
No. Did you ever play Tempest on the Atari?
Oh.
Or in the arcade?
No.
That's unfortunate, because a lot of the references I want to make have to do with Tempest. So Tempest was essentially you on a polygonal shape.
Okay.
And I think the very first one, I think, is a hexagon. So I constantly was thinking about that game as I was playing this one. You play in a field that you could see as either being two-dimensional and things are coming from the outside, or you could see it as you being in the center of a tunnel and things are coming down at you.
Okay.
The thing is, with Tempest, you start at the back and you're working your way forward, so everything is coming at you from the center. Whereas in Super Hexagon, it's just the opposite. Everything that's going to hurt you is coming from behind you, from the outside of the screen.
Right.
Is trying to trap you in. You don't get to kill anything. This is all about just avoiding the obstacles. So in the hexagon, lines are coming down in different patterns. And the worst one, of course, is when all but one of the sides is something that's going to kill you.
Right.
The game is designed to be incredibly difficult and incredibly fast-paced. Your iteration time is virtually zero. Hit the button, start again.
Right.
You get a new quote-unquote level, or I don't even know what the point of it is. It's like a new word, basically, every 10 seconds.
Fast-paced.
And yet, you always have to start from zero.
Okay.
I felt like I played it thousands of times in my hour. so long. There are three levels that you can play. Hexagon. Hexagon-er, Hexagon-est.
Okay.
Now, there are more, but I did not get anywhere close to unlocking those because I could not even conquer Hexagon.
Okay.
There is a leaderboard. I, under Hexagon, by the end of the hour, finally made it past 20 seconds. So I made it to 22 seconds. Hexagon-er, I only made it past the first sort of landmark, 10 seconds, 30 even. And Hexagonist couldn't even do that. It was 6 seconds is about the longest I made.
6 seconds.
6.07 seconds. Yes.
That's insane.
Leaderboard, my friend of the podcast, Crimson Albedo, has over 60 seconds on each.
Whoa.
Which just tells me either he's incredibly good at this game or he was incredibly dedicated to finishing it in a way that I probably won't, but we'll see as time plays out. You're only controlling the left and right.
Uh-huh.
So you're going, you know, clockwise, counterclockwise.
Right.
Think of it that way.
Just avoiding.
Yeah. Stuff. And this is where I kind of miss Tempest. In the same way, when I try to play Tempest on the computer, it's just not the same.
Mm-hmm.
In the arcade, you would have a spinning control.
Oh, yeah, I remember those, like for Arkanoid and stuff like that, those spinning paddle things.
And that, for me, is just way better for this kind of game, because you're looking at it as a sort of circle. You would have that.
Yeah.
That would just be way better. Going left to right, sometimes when your triangle, which is your character, mm-hmm. when your triangle is at the bottom, you have to think backwards.
Yes, yeah.
On the screen is left, but really, I need to be going clockwise.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't seem to make my brain get around that the way that it should.
Mm-hmm.
Having it being a physical representation in front of me and just controlling it that way, I think would have helped out a lot.
Does this game not have controller support? Could you not have used like an analog joypad?
It has controller support, and I was using the D-pad, but the joystick does not work.
Oh, that's a shame, because that would be exactly what you're looking for, kind of, almost.
It could help, yeah. If I could be pointing it the direction that I want it to be, I think that would help. But it's a simple game, and it's well executed.
Right.
With Hexagon, the sort of basic level, you will have sometimes whole seconds where you could just sit in one of the wedges and not have to worry about anything. But then once you have those sort of C shapes and you have to switch from one side and then 180 degree get around to the other side, that kind of thing. Oh, that.
And
that
you've got like tricky. A fraction of a second to do it kind of thing, yeah?
Yeah, it's very fast. It's very fast.
Right.
And you have the music, you have flashing lights, you have, and on top of that, the screen sort of goes in and out a little bit, and the whole tunnel is spinning. And will switch directions at times. So it will be spinning, and then it'll switch from counterclockwise to now it's going clockwise. And you have to be thinking about that. In Hexagoner, it's not just lines coming out, but some filled in shapes as well. So whole big sections that you need to avoid. And then Hexagon S does all of that while also changing the color of the wedge that you're on. So every other one is a different color to help you visually see that. But in the hardest one, that will swap all over the place, and that makes it incredibly difficult. I felt amazing the first time I played it. Well, I'm doing very good at this. I made it 4 seconds the first time, and then proceeded to make 2 seconds my standard for the rest of the time on that one.
Right.
It is a tough, tough game.
So 60 seconds is bananas then.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you hit the end, if that's the...
It makes
the
sense.
Accomplished goal, perhaps.
6 sides, 60 seconds. Maybe that's to pop an achievement. Are there achievements in this game?
I don't remember, actually. This game, you don't have any seconds to look off to the side.
Right.
So I've been very focused.
So I would imagine that this would be a kind of game that you would play in 5 to 10 minute bursts. Certainly playing it for an hour sounds like I'd put you through hell.
I think it would have been better in 5 to 10 minute bursts, yes. I think that this is much more the type of game where you go in and you try it for 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And hopefully you start to get the pattern of how it
works.
Get
like a good run, yeah. And then you can tap out when you want to. Man, your brain must have been mush after 60 minutes of this.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling my most mentally aware. I was just focused. And of course, then that sort of techno-electronic music was going through my head afterwards.
Yeah.
I will say, it's not my type of game,
mm-hmm.
but it's very well put together.
Yeah, I mean, I like that developer. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of that VVV game, but it's smooth. It works well. It does exactly... It
did a lot of really interesting things, I think. And the other game is Dicey Dungeons, which I have, but I just haven't played yet, but also looks very interesting. I think I would... I know you're going to ask. I think I would recommend it to you if you happen to already have it, but I just don't see this being your type of game.
No.
I would, however, recommend this to people who love those really challenging, maybe obstacle course type games.
Yeah.
and doing platform runs. The kind of game where if you like going in for the daily level challenge, I don't think this is going to have that same kind of appeal where you're going to want to do it for months on end. But I could see people wanting to do this for a few weeks. I could see this being the kind of game where two friends would keep challenging each other. Oh, I made it to 12 and a half seconds. And so the other friend will strive to get to 12.45 seconds. Right. I could see that. But on my own playing this, yes, it's not really my type of game.
Would you go back to it, though? Here's the thing, though. Like, so you played it once, you played it for an hour. Would you try it again? Would you pick it up again?
I don't think so, but I think that that's mostly because I played it for the hour.
Right.
I think that I got all of the play I would have gotten out of it in one go.
just concentrated, just laser energy, boom.
Well, I think that this would be the type of game where for a couple weeks I would have popped in for 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
So I might have played it for a little bit longer, but without any sort of objective, without any sort of story, it's just an obstacle course to do over and over again. And there's no objective in there for me.
Right.
But you can get a longer time, and you could get it to say from its line to something else to triangle. So yeah, so each level is like adding a line to what you're doing. So I think you're right in the fact that probably once you make it past 60 seconds, that's probably the end of the level or the end of the names that you will get. I just can't see myself wanting to play much more when I have so many other games that I would enjoy more.
Yeah. So how would you tag it then? I mean, it sounds like a rhythm game, but not really a rhythm game.
Yeah, I think it's a rhythm game, but it's a rhythm game, like I said, only in the way that the obstacles are going to be attacking you. You don't have to move on rhythm.
Is it like the obstacles hit the line of the hexagon on the beat kind of thing? Like that's when they land?
Well, I don't think that they land that way, but I feel like that's how they appear.
Okay.
But for me, a rhythm game is usually you have to move on.
You're hitting the timing, yeah.
Which was a real problem with me for, I think, bullets per minute, BPM, I think I was playing, because I felt like I had to only fire on the rhythm, but the enemies could move freely, and that didn't feel very fair. Whereas, what's that really famous one?
Beat Saber?
Oh, okay, maybe. I was thinking Metronomicon. There's one where it's sort of like a dungeon crawler.
Oh, yeah.
In that one, you have to move on the beat, and the enemies are also moving on the beat. This one, you can move freely. As freely and quickly as possible, really. So I wouldn't really put it down as a rhythm game, but I would say it probably would help if you're good at rhythm games. As far as tags, I would just go with three that they have on their store page. Difficult, indie, fast-paced. That seems to be three that I think you need to be aware. It's an indie game, it is incredibly difficult, and it is incredibly fast. So if those things are for you, then great. And if not, you've been warned. And I think that that fits this very well.
So, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to say next. Is it a remorse or a confirmation?
I think it's very well put together. I think if I had been playing this with other people, this could be a lot of fun. It's just not my type of game. And this one, I'm not going to penalize for that. That's not their fault. And $3 is a fantastic price for this kind of game. So I probably won't play again, but for that hour, I'd say it was a confirmation.
Buyer's confirmation.
Bing.